Today at the Trendy 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rebecca Schultz, the Minister of Environment and Protected Areas for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
It is always a pleasure to join you, of course.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about today is caribou recovery. And the province recently announced a project of planting millions of new trees up here in northern Alberta as part of that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening as part of that?
Absolutely. So our commitment is over $55 million, which is going to be invested to plant 5 million new trees. And of course, that is used to help us recover caribou habitat, which we know is obviously very important with us, or for us, especially in northern Alberta, to reclaim legacy seismic lines that really have been left barren since those trees were cleared decades ago. And so reforesting those areas, it's complex and challenging work. It does require special expertise from northern Albertans. And so this investment will go a long way to helping support caribou populations. And we do this partnership. It's actually in partnership with the federal government, and they will also be making some investments in this program. Those numbers are being finalized soon.
And you mentioned certainly a lot of work going to be happening in some parts of our region as part of this. How much will this help when it comes to, help creating jobs in the area?
Yeah, this goes a long way. I mean, this does create jobs in northern Alberta for those tree planting efforts. I can tell you, too, since 2019, more than 4,500 kilometers of seismic lines have already been assessed and treated in caribou ranges. That's 2,400 kilometers in the last 18 months alone. And so this will help to create local jobs in northern Alberta, which I think is a great story, but also, again, on the environmental side, it's great that we're restoring that habitat for not just caribou, but other species in the area.
And you've mentioned some of the money part of this. I believe over $70 million has been put through into restoring caribou habitats across the province. What are kind of some of the partners all sort of involved in this project here?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. More than $70 million has already been invested in restoring caribou habitat through this program. It's the Caribou Habitat Recovery Program, and that's across the province. So we do that in partnership with Natural Resources Canada. Their funding contribution is coming soon, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. But already, Alberta already plants more than a million new trees a year through our provincially funded environmental programs. And then we partner on that work as well moving forward. So more information will be coming, especially on the federal investments. And then we also provide updates annually on how much work we have done on the habitat restoration side.
As for the planting itself, I know with most people, you know, they imagine, you know, planting, some plants in the flower garden and whatnot, just throw some seeds to the ground card of the day. Imagine it's probably a little more complex when it comes to a project like this with the millions of trees, I would imagine.
Absolutely. This is complex. It's challenging work. We do have some folks within the department that also work with our partners out there to make sure that we're doing this in the correct way, that the density is the right density for animals to still be able to make their way through the forest, and then just make sure, ecologically speaking, that the seeds are being planted correctly and that it's doing what it needs to do. And so it is kind of some specialized expertise, and that's a good thing for jobs in northern Alberta.
And finally, here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're at, I know the segment you always enjoy, the personal questions show that the politicians are people too. We're very much in the summertime across Alberta. A lot of people probably interested in checking out different areas of the province for their holidays. You yourself are the MLA for the riding of Calgary-Shaw. What are some interesting things going on down there in the next little bit that you think people might be interested to check out?
Oh, yeah. Well, down in Calgary-Shaw, there's always a lot of things going on in the summer. I think most people are gearing up for the Calgary Stampede over the next couple of weeks. So there is a pancake breakfast almost every single day in different communities in the riding. But then lots of folks from my riding travel all over Alberta as well for their summer plans. So I think there's a lot of excitement there. Last summer, my travels took me up to northern Alberta. This summer I'm on the Alberta Next panel, so I'll also be traveling the province. But my family and I are looking to get out of the city and explore Alberta as well.
Hopefully we can get you doing some exploring up here in the next little bit. Rebecca Schultz, the province's environment minister, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.